Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I was talking to Dave about this, and I mean, I'm thinking about this a little bit. I don't know how much I'm actually going to devote to all of this, but one-handed shooting. One-handed shooting, I guess in a class, now that I think about it, probably it's a little more dangerous than, say, two-handed shooting, and I get where that would be a thing in a training class because you are trying to make sure that everybody... I mean, the class with Steve, they had a helipad set out there. They had first responders already set up. They had room cleared out for an ambulance to get in there if one of us shot ourselves or shot somebody else. So that's something they're trying not to have happen on a gun range. So one-handed shooting is something that you're either going to have to get some one-on-one training with an instructor, which, you know, is not a bad idea. But it needs to be a part of the regular practice routine. If you're carrying a gun concealed, it needs to be part of the regular practice. The sentiment you'll find espoused often when it comes to concealed carry, self-defense, whatever you want to call it, is train how you fight. So this would mean, and stay with me, this would mean that however you carry your gun when you're out and about, like when you go to the grocery store or whatever, however it is you're carrying your gun that way, should be the way you train. So if you're carrying concealed, for example, then when you go to train, maybe you shouldn't be carrying on a, you know, outside the waistband rig or a drop leg rig or, you know, all manner of things besides that concealed carry inside the waistband holster. Now, to be sure, there's certain things. Like, if you're going to go out there and shoot with more than one gun, you're probably either going to want to find one holster that fits all, which there are a few out there, like the Black Hawk Omnivore, if you get the right one. Or you're going to train with, different holsters. Or maybe you're going to train with no holster, since you don't have one holster that fits all guns. So you're not even going to have a holster. So... where do we draw this line as far as what is realistic training? Now, there's a couple of things you want to do because what you're trying to do is create muscle memory. You're trying to create this thing that occurs to where when you start this movement or this, however it is you want to put it, this your muscle memory kicks in that moment of the truth. And the idea will be that your instincts and training will take over and you'll shoot the way you've trained to shoot. It's okay to train that way. It's okay to train that way and make those plans and everything. The problem is that, you know, most of the time when the engagement actually begins, well, plan A is going to go straight out the window. So does that work that way all the time? Not as reliably as you might think. When you're under stress, you're now getting into what is referred to as gross motor functions. So all that fine motor control is going to fall apart. That's one of the things I liked about James Yeager's training syllabus, because one size fits all on everything. If you could do those things that he was trying to show you to do in his classes, then you would be able to do some things because it took advantage of gross motor skill. But, once again, that's plan A. What happens if plan B, you know, what happens if you're in a circumstance that you can't use plan A? You can't work that perfect technique that you learned and used on the range and in the class. What then? There's this thing called the Weaver stance, and it's been popularized here in the gun world. It's been, you know, you see a lot of guys doing it in movies and on TV. And it is a good stance in certain things like IPSC and IDPA, and competitors can really run it and run it well. So, because it worked in competition, it began to be taught as a self-defense technique to civilians and law enforcement. And after a few moments, though, after this had been going on for a little bit, instructors and training bodies began to notice that the Weaver tended to fall apart under stress. And so they did a little test. They went to some police cadets, and they put them through 39 incidents of spontaneous, which is, you know, that means it's not, you don't know what's coming, force-on-force situations at under 10 feet, and 27 events of force-on-force at more than 10 feet. Under 10 feet, 10 recruits never drew their weapon, and only one of the remaining 29 assumed a Weaver stance. That means that 18 of them got their weapon out and were not in a Weaver stance, even though they had trained with a Weaver stance. And most of them assumed an isosceles stance. Now, this is one, you know, this is that's a different stance altogether. And of those, only 18 used only one hand. At more than 10 feet, 25 cadets assumed an isosceles stance and two a Weaver. And yes, okay, so these guys are, okay, they're cadets, I get it, yeah, but... By that time, Masada Yu was starting to accumulate evidence that showed that seasoned officers who were trained in the Weaver stance instinctively reverted to isosceles under stress, too. Which, Steve Fisher's, his presentation of the gun, could be looked at as a modified version of the isosceles stance. The other problem is that most self-defense shootings occur just outside of arm's reach. There's every possibility you'll only have one hand to use, and therefore one-handed shooting is something you do want to practice. And there's a point to all of this. I know you've been waiting on that. And that is that the perfect, classically correct technique you learn and use on the range might not be what you use on the street in a critical situation. And that could be due to stress, or it could be because you physically can't do it, given... you know, in the given circumstances. So, that's something you have to take into consideration when you're putting your training syllabus together, when you're putting your shooting together. There was a, I looked at one video from the, I don't remember the name of the YouTube channel, but I looked at one video where a armed citizen who was actually an instructor had an open carried gun. And he was forced into a self-defense situation by a guy who really should have had a better idea than the one he had. And he was trying to use his free hand to keep the guy at bay until the guy got him backed into a corner. And then when he had no choice, at that point he simply had to, you know, then he shot him. And still the guy was not done. He still had to use his hand to keep him at bay until the pain got to him. So, that's the thing. The thing to remember is that you need to train for as many eventualities as you can imagine in many different ways as you can, safely, because plan A, when everything begins, plan A is going to go straight out the window. Prepare for plan B and C and D and E. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, there's a, you know, we watched the development happen this week. The Democrats have been goaded into having this impeachment vote, and well, they've had it. They've decided to advance the impeachment process, and for them, this is going to be a double-edged sword. Let's go back and let's take stock of what we've had since the unlikely, although I saw it coming. I saw it coming in April of 2016. Let's go back and look at this. His election was looked at as a surprise by a lot of people in November 2016, and the Washington insiders since then have tried to drive the duly elected president out of office. First, we had this whole nonsensical idea that there was a connection with Trump and his business interests and Russia, which, you know, go look at the Democratic nominee. Then we endured nearly 2 years of lawyers amassing testimony and hearing from various witnesses, and the American taxpayer got soaked for $40 million. And there were no charges, and the process turned out to be a dud. Then Democrats in Congress moved to the president's business interests. They wanted his tax returns. Give us your financial data. That issue is being resolved in the courts and may not be settled until after the next presidential election. And no tab has been placed on this inquiry. And now we're at the famous or infamous Ukrainian phone call. The president is accused of quid pro quo, asking that the government investigate potential corruption charges against a potential political opponent's son who may have benefited financially when Biden was vice president. Hunter Biden was paid $50,000 a month to sit on a Ukrainian company with no energy experience. His only experience was being the vice president's son. I don't know if any of you got to apply for that job, but you probably didn't. Charges have been made on other potential sweet deals in other nations. Trump released a transcript of the conversation to clarify an unnamed whistleblower's complaint. There was no quid pro quo during the call. Ukraine received its aid. No Ukraine inquiry has been opened on the Biden family, but House Democrats have decided not to let that one go. And out of all of this, the pit bull that has emerged in this particular inquiry is, of course, Congressman Adam Schiff. But then he lied about knowing about the whistleblower, and apparently his staff and partisan Democrat lawyers helped draft the complaint. And the whistleblower wasn't actually on the call. He only heard another person's memory of it. Schiff is now holding secret secret hearings to find disgruntled federal employees who do not share Trump's politics to give their opinion of the conversation. Which, by the way, opinions do not warrant impeachment. Turns out, you know, the whistleblower is a partisan Democrat who was fired from the White House for leaking information to the media. So the more we know, and the more that is made public, the more frustrated House Democrats must feel. In the meantime, Donald Trump didn't do anything inappropriate. The committee has apparently over 90 hours of transcript that has not been released to the public. This star chamber has become the star chamber of the century. Representative Schiff, Chairman Schiff, if you will, appears to be coaching witnesses and keeps Republicans from asking legitimate questions. And this is a complete and total sham. This process is just junk. And it's not going to prevail. But before the impeachment vote, media pundits predicted Republican support. In fact, there was only bipartisan opposition to the process. The legislation gives Schiff a veto over what is released, what questions can be answered or not, and who can be called to testify. Old Joe McCarthy would have been very proud of this majority. You may not want Trump as a neighbor or friend. You may not like his personal style, but he is, right now, currently the president of the United States. He deserves the same attribute we hold to those seeking justice in criminal matters. Innocent until proven guilty through a process to protect the rights of the innocent. And meanwhile, Government is sitting still. Nothing's happening. We haven't had a budget in how long? And the House is the one that does that. Nancy Pelosi's House. She's had both ears, going on three now, to put together a budget. She hasn't. She hasn't directed anybody to put together a budget. It's just been one thing after another. Congress should be focused right now on fiscal accountability, health care reform, trade agreements, other priorities. Instead, they're just focused, laser focused on getting rid of the president. They're saying it's not partisan. They're saying it's not something that they came here to do. Except they were trying to do it. They were trying to talk electors into, not casting that vote the way it's been done every time before, and it will after. Unless Trump wins this next one, which I predict he's gonna. And then what? What will we see then? What's going to happen then? I don't think that the Democrats understand exactly what they've opened themselves up to, because they haven't done anything. And what are they going to run on? Why should they retain control of the House when they have had the House and they've not moved the chains at all? Shouldn't they be saying, well, one of the reasons we tried to keep the president accountable, and we also wanted to get this done and that done and this done. And all they can say is, well, the president wasn't able to build a wall, although he ended up being able to build a wall. He's keeping all of his promises, and they never made any. And now they're just sitting around holding this putrid impeachment process, which will blow up in their face. So, having said all that, I don't know if they're going to be able to stay in the majority. I certainly hope not. I'd like to see something change a little bit, at least while I'm not young anymore, but I'm younger than I'm going to be tomorrow. So all that taken in consideration. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Robert Francis O'Rourke has ended his bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. In a message on Twitter, he says that I'm announcing that my service to this country will not be as a candidate or nominee. During his presidential campaign, O'Rourke ruled out a run for Senate or Congress. It's a record day for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ on Wall Street. Both indexes set all-time highs as the government reported a much better-than-expected jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was also up 301 points to finish at 27,347. The S&P gained 27 for a record high, closing at 3065, and the NASDAQ gained 94 points to end the day at 8386. And President Trump is on his way to one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Tupelo, Mississippi. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Now then. In 1776, 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing that their actions would be viewed as treason by the prevailing power of the time. Should the revolution fail, they were signing their own death certificates. And many paid a very heavy price. Five were captured, tortured, and killed. Nine more were killed in the fighting and the hardships it produced. Many sacrificed sons, homes, and livelihoods. But these brave patriots helped win America's independence and set it on a path to become a constitutional republic. Fast forward a mere 240 years later, and you got a group of corrupt and craven people gathered in secret to once again consider radical action. But unlike the Declaration signers, they were the prevailing power and intended to remain so, fully confident in their complete control of government, the media, the judiciary, academia, entertainment, and nearly every form of cultural power. They feared no consequences. It was simply inconceivable to them that with so many hands on the scales, they could possibly lose an election. And then they did. All of their treasonous misdeeds that were supposed to not only be covered up but rewarded by the Queen of Corruption were suddenly a real vulnerability. They weren't just shattered by the election loss. They were genuinely afraid. But they weren't defenseless. They had lost the presidency and did not control Congress, but they still controlled the other pillars of power. So they doubled down on lawlessness and planned a coup under the most ridiculous pretenses, knowing that an administration under siege would be much less likely to uncover and expose their villainy. I believe that the active intervention of Admiral Mike Rogers, the then director of the National Security Agency, may have prevented its success. The effort certainly delayed any day of reckoning, and the jury's still out on whether that reckoning can still come in this country, where the left has such control of the bureaucracy and the media. But then again, Donald Trump is a rare individual, he's not really a politician. Despite all of this churn, and despite all of these seditious efforts, he is still quite happy to fight the fight. He enjoys it. He relishes it. He never loses sight of the importance of uncovering the origins of the coup attempt. And in the appointment of William Barr, who I'm not a real big William Barr fan, simply based upon the way he treats the Second Amendment, but in this, he has the right guy. He has a kindred spirit with the moral courage to ignore the noise and see it through. And this brings us all to today. Because the media Democrat establishment is increasingly reacting like a cornered feral beast. We've had the Schiff show, secret impeachment hearings, the Nancy Pelosi decision to move forward on impeachment procedure, the media meltdown over his success in sending Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to justice, and the increasing comical course of calls for William Barr to recuse himself can all be understood as a collective Democrat fear response. They've decided to push their poker chips to the center of the table, go all in a last desperate attempt to discredit the real investigation that's proceeding methodically and relentlessly forward. U.S. Attorney John Durham's now criminal probe into alleged misconduct at the Justice Department. The leftist noise is now going to only get louder. After all of this news came out, right, if you paid real close attention, Adam Schiff amped up his lies and phones in every defense attorney office in Washington lit up like a Christmas tree, and the media screeds became even more of a parody. And here we find that the Washington Post ran one of the most appalling headlines of all time. How dare Trump ruthlessly kill an austere religious scholar and one with such beautiful wire-rimmed glasses? I can't make this stuff up. The full media they're like on this crazy spin cycle on record as they desperately try to drown out any favorable news for the president. Just like the jobs report that just came out. Every shred of positive news damages their desperate discrediting effort. And this is why they quickly pivoted to gleefully report that the government bureaucrats and D.C. elitists booed Trump at the Washington Nationals baseball game shortly after he oversaw the elimination of the world's most wanted terrorist. I know it's become a cliche, but for me, sometimes it is actually like Trump is playing 4D chess, or perhaps a more apt description would be that his opponents are playing hangman against themselves. He could not have better scripted a display of out-of-touch Washington anti-American elitism. A person is known even more by his enemies than by his friends, and Trump has made all the right enemies. And it's also within this environment that Pelosi is moving forward on impeachment. This is not a step that she wanted to take. Her preference was to bleed the impeachment facade out behind closed doors where they could slowly drip hand-selected sound bites between now and the 2020 election. It was all going to be a campaign strategy piece. She did not want to actually vote on impeachment when her more vulnerable members would need to go on record. And even worse, she does not want to send this to the Senate where she knows there's not 20 Pierre Delectos she would need. And Democrats would then lose control of the narrative at that point when they had to send it forward. But the secret tribunal effort is already losing steam thanks to the Republicans successfully drawing attention to what is going on. Matt Gaetz, he is a national hero now. Stephen Scalise, he's a national hero now. Those guys went in and kicked the door in and said, what are you guys doing in here? What's going on? And right now, looming on the horizon is the IG report and the investigations. And despite this, despite all of this looming over their heads like a guillotine blade, Pelosi took the plunge. And the media's Democrat establishment has a limited window to try to keep the interest here in their own false investigation, which are trying to time to do the most damage to the credibility of the real investigation unfolding. Now, if the Republicans had tried this with Obama, swooning reporters would have chained themselves to the front door and screamed about democracy dying in the darkness in their most righteous Tom Hanks voice. Republican villainy would have been the only story on the news until they backed down in shame. Media bias comes in many forms, but one of the most effective forms is their ability to frame stories. And there's an entire cottage industry in Republicans pounce stories to frame even terrible Democrat news as somehow harmful to Republicans. But to frame the story the way the media want to frame it, they needed help. And that's why we now have dueling investigations. One is a facade, and the other one is deadly serious. But the one that's deadly serious, this is the one that's essentially going to restore faith in the Republic. There's so much we already know. We know that Flynn was set up in an obscene miscarriage of justice by corrupt and evil FBI agents. All these inconvenient facts will come out soon. I'll be seeing you Democrats soon. Enjoy what time you have left. Things are about to change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's look at what they're trying to do to control this narrative. Because this is very important to the left. Control of the narrative is crucial. Twitter has decided to cave to the pressure from the left, and they're not going to no longer run political advertisements, including any for candidates running for president in 2020. The Democrats are willing to take one for the team in order to keep other people from using the same thing that they're allowed to use, because they have to regain their iron grip on the narrative. A lot of what's been going on is based purely on the fact that they were just shocked that Hillary Clinton lost. And it's all about a big conspiracy, because there's no way that Hillary was rejected. See, they can't fathom that we wouldn't want to say President Hillary Clinton. So they're unable to accept the election results as a repudiation of their corrupt candidate and their legacy of failed policy. In turn, while they're unable to accept that part of it, which is a truth, they decided to insist the Trump campaign must have cheated. So ultimately, after they threw up a bunch of things up in the air to see which one would land or stick to the wall like a bunch of monkeys throwing feces at a weather map, they ultimately settled on collusion with Russia as their hoax of choice. But even after spending $40 million taxpayer dollars on a two-and-a-half-year investigation into that hashtag-resistance fantasy, the best that former Special Counsel Mueller and his team of Democrat lawyers could come up with was evidence that a handful of Russians had posted some memes on Facebook, which didn't stop the Democrats from going apoplectic over the supposedly grave threat to our democracy posed by the online sharing of photos with humorous captions. Now, despite the fact that Mueller got out there and said, well, we have no proof that he didn't commit a crime. That's Democrat speak for we couldn't find that he did anything wrong. So apart from exonerating Trump of the allegations leveled against him by the vindictive Democrats, the main takeaway from the Mueller investigation was that Democrats are extremely concerned about the power of social media to circumvent the standard media channels they control. Yeah. I mean, have you noticed that since 2016, social media like, and YouTube is part of that, it used to be in 2016, 2015, 2016, a lot of channels could make money. But it's not just about conservative voices, no matter what anybody wants to say about YouTube. YouTube is in it for the Benjamins. And most everybody is getting demonetized one way or the other. Even the darlings are getting demonetized. But more people go to social media despite all of this, despite all of this stomping, because everybody still uses social media has changed. Instead of making money with social media, they're using social media to make money, if that makes any sense. They use their social media draw as a means of saying, look how many people listen to me, pay me to say this then. It is a evolution, if you will. So legacy media outlets like CNN and the New York Times are vital to the Democrats' political power, and they're using their influence to create an echo chamber in support of leftist standpoints. Now, over the course of Trump's presidency, the left has pursued the strategy more aggressively than ever before, deploying its legions of loyal leftist journalists to craft a Democrat-friendly narrative at every opportunity that they can find. And they're unsuccessful every time they really try to go after one person, one individual, like the unsuccessful effort to defame Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That should have given them a moment to sit back and say, we need to rethink our strategy. But instead, they sunk even lower by embarking on a nationwide smear campaign against a high school student, Nicholas Sandman, demonizing him as a bigot, based on nothing more than his decision to show his support for the president by wearing a ball cap that says MAGA. Both of these are appalling cases of journalistic malpractice. And they, you know, as they show, today's mainstream media act more like public relations firms on the payroll of the Democrats than independent seekers of truth. But then we come to Trump. And I mean, a lot of my friends get out there and say, could you get him off Twitter? Do you understand how masterfully he plays that? One, they dare not kick him off because he's the president of the United States. Think of the optics of that one. So they dare not kick him off. And he has a revolutionary use of social media. And he has broken the left stranglehold on the flow of information and allowed his campaign, the Republican campaign, to fight fake news in real time. So any campaign manager that's running a campaign, one of their most important duties is to make sure that they provide potential voters with real facts in response to the disinformation put forth day in and day out by the Democrat-controlled media. Advertising is an effective way to do that, but not nearly as effective as Trump's Twitter account. They can get out there and buy all the ads they want, but when Trump puts something on Twitter, everybody knows it. Now, the Trump campaign also took, you know, before this, Obama had the most impressive digital campaign I'd ever seen. Trump is putting it away. And the Democrats are clearly terrified of the Republican growing ability to communicate Trump's positive message, because his message is of unity and prosperity and American greatness. And by preventing their access to advertising, Twitter is trying to put its thumb on the scales ahead of the 2020 presidential election, even though that means foregoing hundreds of millions of dollars in potential revenue. They've decided to be the gatekeeper in the digital age, but what's it going to cost? Because their naked political bias is irresponsible to their users and shareholders, and it's another sign of their ideological delusion. They have a fiduciary responsibility to make money, after all. Democrats aren't used to competing against their political opponents on a level playing field, so they want social media companies like Twitter and Facebook to carry water for them, just like the legacy press has done for so long. They were even calling on Twitter to ban Trump from the platform altogether. Democrat lawmakers, on the other hand, right now on the Capitol Hill, are threatening to dismantle Facebook if the company doesn't police hate speech on their platforms. And what they mean is conservative speech, after all. If you don't think leftists will be allowed to get around restrictions against political advertising on Twitter, you're kidding yourself. If I've learned anything, it's that the leftists refuse to play by the rules they set for conservatives. So no wonder Clinton and her fellow Democrats are cheering Twitter's decision to ban political advertising, because social media executives are in bed with the Democrats, and most of their employees are far-left ideological zealots. Facebook and Twitter reliably use their power and influence to undermine conservatives and advance a radical leftist agenda. And this is especially true when they claim that a given decision is motivated by considerations of fairness. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey effectively acknowledges much in his statement defending the ban on political ads, in which he argued the political message reach should be earned, not bought. So he thinks that political candidates should only be able to communicate with voters if their messages are vetted by and filtered through mainstream media gatekeepers. And he would definitely ban Trump if he thought he could get away with it. But Twitter advertisements are only a small part of the strategy for 2020. So Twitter's ban is going to hurt Twitter a lot more than it's going to hurt Trump's campaign. There's plenty of other ways to get that out there. But the Democrats view free speech as a threat. But banning political ads on Twitter won't be nearly enough to save the Democrats in 2020. Oh, no. We're going to put their accomplishments up on the screen. Yeah. Coming up next, we should be joined by Dean Weingarten. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to make my father.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.